Welcome back to Shabbos and the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg for Parshas Vayakhel. The Parsha opens up with Shabbos. And again, when that happens, there's just so many different things that we would like to speak about. But just one point that I think is very, very important for us to take with us for the Shabbos and hopefully the rest of our Shabbos of the year and halavai the rest of the Shabbos of our life is the Pasuk says, after it says that Moshe gathered all the Bnei Yisrael and he told them, Eile ha-dvarim, which are such important words. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos darshens these words, Eile ha-dvarim, to equal, based on Gematria and some other calculations, to equal 39. So these words are actually kind of one of the main sources of the 39 Melachos. But then it continues to the next pasuk, Sheshes yom teisem melacha v'yom ha-shvi yelechem kodesh Shabbos, Shabbos on la-Hashem, it should be a holy day for Hashem, kol sem v'lecha yimas. But then, in the third pasuk of this passage, in the final pasuk of this passage, it says, Lo sivaru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. You shall not light, you shall not kindle a fire in any of your dwelling places on the Shabbos day. Now this is interestingly, quite possibly the only one of the 39 melachos that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah, which asks the question, why is that? Is this supposed to teach us something unique about this melacha? Which is one approach that the Gemara takes, or perhaps the fact that it's just divided teaches us something about all the melachos in general, and many mefarshim discuss why this one specifically is chosen to be the one. What's so special about not lighting fire? Some talk about how it's a very strong melacha, sort of clear demonstration of creativity. Some say maybe more the opposite. Maybe you might think it's destructive. So the Torah includes it. Some of the Farshim, several actually note that this is a major differentiating malach between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov we are allowed to use fire and for ochel nefesh purposes, for eating. But I want to take a little bit of a different approach to understand this, and it's the approach of the Shla, who says that one thing that we're also learning from this, lo sivaru eish b'chol moshoseichem, is that when it says you shouldn't kindle fire, it doesn't just mean lighting a fire, but it also means that you shouldn't have like the fire, like a burning fire of anger on Shabbos. Related is a point that the Baal Turim and really Chazal say about even the fires of Gehenim do not burn on Shabbos. And there are actually interesting minhagim and halachos that relate to that point. That so Hashem doesn't burn his fire on Shabbos, and we shouldn't burn our fire on Shabbos. But the fire of anger is something that we should be careful about. And this really is a very important thing. The standard Shabbos greeting is Shabbat Shalom, Shabbos Shalom. There's a concept of Shalom. We know that before Shabbos, we do light fire. And the reason that we light our candles, so there's Onuk Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, but also because of Shalom Bayis, that we want to start off Shabbos with fire of Shalom Bayis, of peace in the home. That there is a sense of Shalom that should come to the world with Shabbos Shalom. And it happens to be, depending on your home, but many homes, it's very easy for the Shalom, the peace, to be disturbed, especially, you know, one segula for peace is people staying away from each other. People are all busy. And if parents are all at work and the kids are always at school and at friends' houses and things like that, so then the family never gets together, they never have to fight, which sounds a little bit tragic. But when a family is together at the Shabbos table, so that's, as beautiful as it is, that really is unfortunately a great opportunity for fighting. It's a great opportunity for anger, for frustrations and disappointments and great expectations that don't come to fruition. And it's important that we are mindful of lo sivaru eish b'chol moshoseichem. Try very hard not to get angry on Shabbos. The serenity of Shabbos, the peace of Shabbos, is predicated on our ability to control our anger and not kindle that fire. That, of course, not the external fire, but also the internal fire, that anger. We should not get charged and frustrated. And we should make an active decision to try to not get angry on Shabbos. And while it sounds like hard work to not do that, but the truth is it brings so much bracha, and it's such a much, much, much pleasurable experience. But you have to make that active decision to really try not to get angry on Shabbos. Of course, also try not to anger others on Shabbos, but definitely not to try not to get angry on Shabbos. Rish Hashem, we should be zocha to be mekayim all aspects of this pasuk of Lo Sivaro Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'yom HaShabbos, and be zocha to a Shabbos Shalom U'mavorach.